Dr. Stephen Hotze, Houston, Texas.
Thank you.
The Texas Medical Board is a poster child for a regulatory agency gone berserk. Like a mad dog, it's wounding and destroying the lives of hundreds of capable and caring physicians, some of whom, these stories you've heard today, as well as the lives of thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of their patients. The corrupt leadership of the TMB is driving a wedge between patients and physicians. You've heard from patients today. Malicious, anonymous complaints are filed against physicians. Anonymous, so-called experts hired by the TMB for the sole purpose of discrediting those doctors in secret proceedings which are conducted without due legal process. The physicians, as you've heard today, are intimidated and forced to sign agreements under the threat of license revocation. You're right, Representative Riddle. This board should be ashamed of itself. I'm ashamed of it. The tactics, these same tactics, were used by the Gestapo in Nazi Germany. Communist regimes intimidate and silence individuals by using star chamber tactics, cloaked in secrecy. No notes, no tapes, all for confidentiality because they don't want to expose their treacherous behavior. And I've seen it firsthand. The accusers are the accusers and witnesses are anonymous, and the decisions are predetermined. This is the way the TMB investigates and disciplines physicians. The Texas Medical Board is denying physicians the constitutional right of due process. You've heard them talk up today. Oh, we give due process, but you can go to an SOA hearing and get exonerated to go back and have the board overturn the whole thing. What is that? Is that legal due process? Is not having the right to talk to your accusers or question the accuser or question your witnesses, is that due process? To hell with this administrative process. That's what's wrong with the thing. It's the administrative process, and they cloak it in due process. The TMB allows anonymous complaints by insurance companies. These anonymous complaints target physicians who oppose insurance companies, like Dr. Ray, like Dr. Campbell, like many of the physicians here, Dr. Mahoney, and myself. Their so-called standards of care, which is what? Limit treatment options, deny claims, increase insurance company profits. The TMB then destroys the physicians whom the insurance companies have targeted. This is meant to teach a lesson to any physician who would dare challenge the insurance company's policies on patient care. It is unconscionable that the TMB would be working to advance the insurance company's agenda at the expense of the doctor-patient relationship. Most egregious is Dr. Ray's case. You've just heard about it. That is, the man should have a Nobel Prize, and they want to strip him of his license. I will fight them to the end. I promise you, Califoot and Patrick and Mary Robinson and Bob Johnson and Nancy and the rest are going to be long gone before Dr. Ray's license is going to be removed, if I have anything to say about it. I'll be on the radio every day. I'll write an editorial every week. I'll talk to every legislature there possibly is. We will be victorious in stopping this and getting these folks removed from the board. I'm committed to doing that. And when I set my mind on something, it gets done. It always has, and it will in this case. Now, what is the solution? Well, here's our goals. Texans for Patients and Physicians' Rights recommends for consideration by members of the Texas legislature the following goals for adopting legislation which would reform the Texas Medical Board. The elimination of anonymous complaints from insurance companies, hospitals, pharmaceutical companies, attorneys, competitors, fired and disgruntled employees, and from patients. If you're going to file a complaint, stand up and file the complaint. Put your name on the line. No more anonymous expert witnesses. No more star chamber proceedings held in secret. No more prohibition of notes and recordings and hearings. And don't tell me, Dr. Calavet, that you can take notes. You were at our hearing and my hearing when you intimidated my personal assistant and told her to shut off her computer. You stood up and made an ass out of yourself. It was horrible. If I hadn't have been in such a precarious situation, I would have given you good tongue lashing. You deserved it. Your mama needed to take you over her knees is what you needed to do. No more denial of due process. Eliminate that. Discipline for menial and trivial findings are going to be eliminated. Elimination of intimidation tactics. Elimination of manipulation of assignments. Elimination of forced settlements and conflict of interest. We want sacredness of the doctor-patient relationship, transparency of charges, accountability for TMV members, integrity of board members, and acceptance of and giving equal weight to the evaluations of physicians cared by physicians other than those chosen as so-called expert witnesses by the board. And we're also recommending that the Texas legislature establish an independent public Texas Medical Oversight Committee, the members of which would be appointed by the Texas legislature to ensure that the above legislative changes that we recommend are enacted by the board. This committee would report its findings to the Texas legislature. This committee would also receive and evaluate complaints from patients and physicians who feel that the TMB has acted unjustly. And as I said before, there can be no true reform. It's not about process. It's about people. It's about leadership. There can be no true reform of the medical board without the removal of the current leadership. Don Patrick got to go. Mary Robinson's got to go. Roberta Cal. We already got rid of Miller. He was part of the cabal. You got three more that have got to go. Now let me say one last thing. It is wrong for a physician to use her power on the board to have her husband file anonymous complaints against her competitors in her community.
Dr. Hosey.
Yes.
We need to quit personalizing this, please.
This is very personal.
I understand, but
it's very
personal. We agreed we wouldn't do that, so I'll have to ask.
Well, it's when they're getting ready to take away your license and destroy your lives, it gets pretty personal. Representative Brandon, I appreciate you holding this hearing. Thank you for the opportunity to testify.
Yes, sir.